Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
75075.
Thank you. Bear with me one moment. And could I please have your first and last name?
Tina McCormick.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
3104 Kingsbridge Drive, Plano, Texas. 75075.
Thank you. I'm waiting on that to load. One moment. So I do see here that you paid the shipping. It was $7.95 for a KitchenAid. That was back on June 26th. And so that was strictly just the shipping for your free gift. And then you were charged the membership fee of $56.95, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called FactoryDirectSaving.com.
Okay, I don't even know what this is. The reason I'm calling is because you guys have taken money out of my account, and I don't know why.
So you never paid the shipping, which was the $7.95 for a KitchenAid?
No, I show that charge too, but I don't know what it's for.
Okay, well, I can get you connected with our fraud department for further assistance.
I need to know. Who are you guys?
So, usually the charge is created through receiving like an email or doing a survey letting you know you have a KitchenAid as a free gift. So, you never received that or done an email or did a survey?
Well, I may have done a survey, but I certainly haven't received a KitchenAid. And so I don't know really what's going on. All I know is I looked at my account and I was overdrawn because you guys took money out of my account and I didn't know it was coming out.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand. So if you did not place the order, then I can get you connected with our fraud department for further assistance. But as far as the $56.95 charge, because you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions when the shipping was paid for that KitchenAid, it is a valid charge. So the most that I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund.
So this $7.95 is supposed to be shipping?
Yes.
And I'm supposed to get a blender?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm confused. Are you guys scheduled to take more money out of my account?
Yes, ma'am. You do get the $125 gift card monthly.
I don't understand what that means.
That means it renews every month.
So you're going to take $58.45 out of my account?
Yes, ma'am.
Every month?
Yes.
No. No, 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 no. I did not. No, no.
Okay, well, I did get that canceled for you.
Okay. And I need my money put back in my account.
So with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, When that order was placed, the most that I can refund is 50%.
No, I'm not paying you guys, what is it, $25, $35 for nothing?
Well, you still have access to that $125 gift card. But when that order was first placed back on June 26th, there were terms and conditions that stated about the $125 gift card and also about that membership fee of $56.95. So that's why the most that I can refund is the 50%.
Well, then you better turn me over to your fraud department because I'm going to call my bank and have them reverse these charges. I'm not getting screwed for something I had no idea I was signing up for.
Well, with it being an authorized charge, it is not fraud. That's only for purchases that you did not make.
I'm not sure I made this purchase.
Okay.
I don't know who you guys are or nothing.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I understand.
It's not okay with me for people just to take money out of my account randomly. That's not okay.
So someone would have had to sign up for this, ma'am, because this is a legitimate company, and we wouldn't just be charging you if no one signed up for this with your information. But if you're, well, let me see what I can do here for you. Bear with me one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Thank you for being patient on that hold. So the most that I can refund for you as a courtesy is the 50%.
Okay, here's the deal. You're telling me that back on the 26th of
June,
you guys charged me a $7 charge, $7.95 charge.
Mm-hmm.
And were supposed to send me a product. Is that correct?
Well, it was for a sweepstakes offer for the chance to win the KitchenAid in a raffle. But while you are entered in that raffle, you do have a $125 gift card to to an online gadget store.
Okay, I have not received anything that would remotely cost $7.95 for shipping. Nothing.
Well, with it being
and if you're charging
offer,
me,
then you're
and
not
if you're
receive.
Charging me shipping, then you're telling me I got a product, and I did not.
Right, it's
so
not
that
shipping,
fraud.
Ma'am. It's a sweepstakes fee to enter in the raffle. So you're not going to be sent anything in the mail at the moment because you've been entered in a sweepstakes offer for the chance to win the KitchenAid. So you haven't been it
so
hasn't
how
been
can
sent
you
out.
Charge me shipping? It's
I'm
your
sorry?
Words, not mine.
I'm sorry?
It was your words, not mine. You said the $7.95 was shipping.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. So it was a welcoming charge. I'm sorry, not a welcoming charge, but it was the $7.95. It was the initiation charge. So you could enter it in the raffle for the chance to win the KitchenAid. So you were basically charged to enter in that raffle. While you're entered in the raffle, you have a $125 gift card to an online gadget store. So the reason you were offered the $56.95, that is the membership fee to get that $125 gift card. So you haven't been shipped out anything, but you have been entered in a raffle for the chance to win the KitchenAid.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. And the reason that it is a valid charge is because there are terms and conditions that you would have had to read back.
No, I have not signed up.
$7?
No, I have not signed up for anything that says you can take $56 out of my account every month until you decide you don't want to do that anymore. No. And if it's a sweepstakes, it should clearly state that you guys are charging me. And I have no idea what this is. That's why I'm calling.
Okay, ma'am. And I understand completely. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience. But I do understand that you did not understand the terms and conditions, or you were not aware of those. But it is still a valid charge. So that is why the most that I can refund is 50%.
Okay, if you want to play that game, then what am I getting for my other $35 you guys are keeping?
Well, you still have access to that $125 gift card.
I've never received a gift card.
Email. So you should have been receiving an email from factorydirectsaving.com. That's the email.
I have never received a gift card.
Okay, well, check your spam and your junk mail. But if you hadn't received it, I can go ahead and send it to you
No, I don't want to buy something from your company so you can charge me more money without
my
knowledge.
It's been canceled, so you wouldn't be charged for anything. And when you use that $125 gift card, there isn't any reason for you to put your card information in, because the gift card covers the full expense.
And you're saying this should come from where?
FactoryDirectSaving.com.
Factory Direct. Factory Direct. Hang on, my phone's searching for it because no results found.
And check your spam and your junk mail as well.
Factory Direct. Factory Direct. What?
Saving. SAVING.com.
Savings.
And that should be all one word.
.com. Search. No results found.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and get that email sent out to you now, and it should.
No. I have been charged for it, and if it is not on my phone right now, then you're charging me for something that I did not get, and that is not legal. So, you can't just send me something arbitrarily because you've charged me for it that I haven't ordered. So, I'm not, if it's not on my phone, I want my money back. And I don't want 50% of my money back. I want all my money back. You guys don't get to take money out of my account unauthorized. And tell me that you've sent me something that I clearly haven't received. So I don't know who I need to talk to, but you need to transfer me to them. Because this isn't going to sit well.
Yes, ma'am. And again, I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience, but the most that I can refund is 50%.
So I'm going to have to sue you.
Well, we did go ahead and refund you in full, ma'am, as a courtesy so that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account. This also has been canceled. Was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
Not if you've given me back my money you took.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.